flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Sunday night, we're partying all night long. Very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and talk to Matthew Berry, fantasy football analyst for NBC Sports. You can check out all of his content at Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. Matthew, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Appreciate it. Real quickly, fantasylife.com has all sorts of great information, but my specific content is over at nbcsports.com and rotoworld.com. So, but I do own Fantasy Life and encourage everyone to go check it out.
I read Love Hate every week, and I won a fantasy title this year. So I feel good about all the advice I get from you, dude.
Let's go. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious for you, dude. You are a bird. Obviously, you cover the whole league. You're a part of Sunday Night Football, NBC Sports, the shows on Peacock. Like, you're all over the place. But I know what the burgundy and gold means to you. You've been a fan of this team a long time. How does it feel for you to be rooting, watching this team in an NFC Championship game?
I literally just did an episode of Happy Hour that'll be up on Peacock and the NFL and NBC YouTube channel later and wherever you get your podcast. And on that show, I said this. This game on Sunday is the most important game of my life. Far none. Because, again, I've been a Commanders fan since, Washington fan, whatever, since I was 5 years old. And so I when I was a young man, like, you know, I lived through the Gibbs era. And obviously, and I was in college when the last time the Commanders were in a Super Bowl. But, you know, and while I was excited about it, I rooted for it, I wanted it to win, you know, and everything like that, I think I probably took it for granted or didn't totally appreciate the moment at the time. I was just like, you know, because in the Gibbs era, it was just like, oh, we're always good. And, you know, we won a bunch and, you know, we played in four Super Bowls. And so then, you know, Snyder taking over and just, you know, over two decades of being in the desert with not only, you know, the worst ownership in professional sports history, but, you know, poor on the field results and just, you know, never even competing, never even really having a chance. He had blips there, RG3's rookie year, you know, but for the most part, it's just, we've been in a desert. And so now finally coming out of the desert and having hope and being one game away from the Super Bowl, a year after we won four games, a year in which we had a 6.5 game preseason win total. Vegas thought we were going to win six games this year and we're one game away from the Super Bowl. Like, just knowing how hard it is to get back there with more adult eyes, more, you know, experienced eyes, JP. Mm-hmm. Like, sure. This is the most important game to me. I'm going to be a bundle of nerves because we got a shot. We got a shot to go to the big one.
We have a shot, and I think we talked to some people from Philly and a lot of people. They've been dismissive, and I believe when you're dismissive at this level, I can remember in 2002 being there. They were very dismissive of Tampa. They came in and beat us. And I believe Washington is on a roll right now where they can actually do the exact same thing because this team is not what they were before, and if they think that, Philly's going to be fooled.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. I wish we were playing the Rams. I don't love playing a team that's seen us three, that's going to see us for a third time. But momentum is a real thing. And you know, Mitch, you can talk about this better than anyone. But, like, momentum and team and belief in yourself in that locker room, it's a real thing. And it means something, right? You know, Bill Simmons always likes to joke about the, you know, no one believed in us, theme. And I truly believe that's with this Commanders. You know, we were almost double-digit underdogs to the Lions. We were underdogs to the Buccaneers. We're underdogs. We're almost a touchdown underdog to the Eagles this week. If we win, we will be an underdog to either the Chiefs or the Bills. You know, it is. No one believes in us, but those guys in that locker room, they believe in each other. And Philadelphia's an unbelievable team. Howie Roseman's put together a fantastic roster. But I think we got the better coach, and I think we got the better quarterback. And when you have the better ones of those two things, you got a chance.
I totally agree with you. Philly is loaded, but Jaden is the top of the list here. And I agree with you on DQ, too. Dan Quinn just was at the podium a few minutes ago and explained that over the last 6 weeks, 2 months, his team has gotten a lot better, a lot more resilient, mentally tougher. And I don't know that they don't, but I don't know that Philly has the mental toughness and resilience that Washington has put together. And I just feel like that could end up mattering this week.
It absolutely can be, especially because, by the way, so they're playing at Philadelphia. And, you know, that's a fan base that, if Washington can get out to an early start, and this is what happened in Detroit, they got out to an early start and they quieted the crowd. Mm-hmm. And so if they can get out to an early start where they're in the game or even their lead, we get a quick turnover, something like that, like the Eagles fans will start booing their own team. Mm-hmm. We've seen that before. We've seen that this year. Like that's, you know, that's a crowd that is not patient. And so I think that's going to be important. I think, you know, while the negative of facing this team for a third time, they've seen Jaden twice, they've seen the offense, they know how to sort of attack us. But the positives here is that I think this team, from our side, from the Commander side, they've also seen the Eagles twice. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're not going to be intimidated. I don't think they'll be intimidated by anyone. But if you can go in Detroit and beat the Lions, beat the number one seed by two touchdowns, and honestly, it should have been a bigger victory. Because, you know, we missed the field goal at the end, and they should never have scored on the drive where they got the phantom face masking call.
Yeah.
Should have been an even bigger victory.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolutely no reason we can't beat this team, and I do think that's going to be important is having either an early lead or because there have been times this year where we've started slow and we've had to make the big comeback, including the last time we played Philly.
Yeah, it's been wild talking with Matthew Berry here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can check out all of his work over on NBC Sports, on the Peacock app. Watch him on Sunday Night Football. Give him a follow at Matthew Berry, TMR. Talented Mr. Roto. I remember those days, man. It's funny how long I've been following your content. What do you make of Jaden Daniels? The season he's put together, the young man we've gotten to know, just his level of poise, his composure, and what does it feel like to have that dude on the team you love?
I said this to Devin McCourty the other day. He was my colleague at NBC Sports and on Football Night America. And I said, I feel like this must be what it felt like when you were playing with Tom Brady. That,
wow.
That, like, I'm in the sense that, like, Tom Brady's one of those guys. I think Mahomes is another one of those guys. And there's not many of them in the history of the NFL. You know, you think about Montana, right? There's guys where you're just like, if they get the ball back with 2 minutes, you'll say, all right, this is over. Mm-hmm. You know, the old phrase, have they left Mahomes too much time? Have they left Tom Brady too much time? And I think that's the way with Jaden Daniels. I've never felt this in my life before where I'm just like, all right, okay, good. We got the ball back. Good. We're winning this game. Mm-hmm. Faith in five, man. Like, to have a quarterback like that where you just like, you're no longer worried. You're just like, this dude's going to get it done. I don't know how, but he's going to turn around much like Tom Brady does, much like Patrick Mahomes does, much like some of the elite quarterbacks in the history of this game have just sort of said, hey, I'm putting on my Superman cape. Everyone get on my shoulders. I'm leading us to victory. We're going to go down and do this. And he's done it time and time again.
I think it's
the greatest rookie season I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I think when you see it one time, two times, you go, okay, that's okay. But he's done this, like, multiple times, like six times. Basically in a row.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's
been incredible. And I can't remember who we had on the program the other day, but somebody said basically this should be the worst team Jaden ever plays with, which is pretty crazy because it's like, you know, it's year one of this rebuild. It's year one of Adam Peters finding free agents and running draft classes. And it just Brian and I have kind of come up with this rule that we don't want to talk about all they've accomplished this year because there's a game to focus on. Eventually, though, that conversation is going to be lengthy and probably a little bit emotional. To stay with that, though, looking at this game this weekend, obviously Saquon Barkley is the biggest threat. I know that just from you watching all the games and establishing who can do the most, how, if at all, can Washington slow down Saquon?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be important. I think the way it's gap control. It's being disciplined, and you know, it's the old Dan Patrick phrase. I'm not sure we can stop him. I think, you know, we can only hope to contain him, and I think that's what you're hoping for. I think, you know, if we get out of the game and Saquon Barkley has 100 rushing yards instead of 200 rushing yards, I think we've got a pretty good shot of having the bigger score at the end of the game. Like, to me, I think Dan Quinn has forgotten more about football than I'll ever know. But him and Joe Witt, my sort of, you know, surface-level analysis would be is that you put Lattimore on Brown, you put Sanistrill on Devontae Smith, and you try to more or less load the box, and you take your chances with Jalen Hurts beating you, right? I don't know if that's what you guys think is going to happen and where you – but I think you have to – you know, you're sort of picking your poison here with the Eagles because they are so good. That offensive line is so amazing, and Barkley is, you know, second to none. I think you have to try to slow him down because I will say we've struggled against the run, and I think that if the Lions had given Jahmyr Gibbs 30 to 35 touches instead of the you know, low 20s that they did, I think the Lions might have won that game. You know, he was just gashing us left and right. And luckily, they took the ball out of Gibbs' hands, and we were able to take the ball away. But that's going to be, I think, the two keys to the game are: can we slow down Saquon Barkley, and can we protect Jaden? I'm nervous about Jalen Carter and his impact on this game, to be honest with you.
Understandably, dude. It's crazy because I have this theory, like, when it all boils down, you want the best O-line and D-line in the game, and I think they have the better of both of those. I think Philly's defense is probably the best single unit, but I do think Jaden's the best single player. And having that keeps everything else possible. You know, not to oversimplify it, but I think for Philly to win, they got to have a double-digit lead. And even saying that, they had a double-digit lead against Jaden in Week 16, and they still came back, even with all the turnovers.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. Look, anytime you've got, I thought the Texans, just taking out of this game for a second, just to that point, right? The Texans were the better team last week against the Chiefs. They were.
Right.
But, you know, the Kansas City had 15 and, you know, made the plays when he needed to make them. And so I just think it comes down to that. Ultimately, I think I'm with you on they have better lines on both sides of the ball. But I think, and this is a cliche, but I think it's going to come down to turnovers, too. How did Philly beat the Rams? Because they easily could have lost the Rams. But, you know, they get the fumble from Kyron. You know, the Stafford loses the ball as well. Like, you know, they won the turnover battle against the Rams. And how did the Commanders win? They won the turnover battle against Detroit, and they won the turnover battle against Tampa Bay. That's what made the difference in both of those games is they were able to get the ball, get extra possessions from the Lions and the Buccaneers. Same with the Eagles. And so, because the Rams defense played well. I mean, whatever, Saquon broke one off late. But, you know, overall, I thought that loss wasn't on the Rams defense.
Totally, man. And I think Carter kind of took over late in that game and just got Stafford on the ground. What do you think, and I know how wired in you are around the league, how healthy do you think Jalen Hurts is?
I don't think he's healthy at all. And so that's going to be one of the things, like, I think you noticed in the second Philadelphia game that, you know, we overall did a pretty good job of containing Saquon. I know we broke the late one, but, he broke a late one in the first one, in the second game with the comeback game, once Jalen Hurts went out and Kenny Pickett came in, we did a pretty good job of containing Saquon because that RPO wasn't nearly as effective. You didn't have the threat of Jalen Hurts keeping it and running 20, 30, 40 yards himself. And so I think if I was, you know, DQ and Joe Witt or whatever, I might say, like, I'm going to make Jalen Hurts prove to me that he's healthy enough to keep it and run. And I'm going to pretend that he's not this threat. And I'm just going to focus on Saquon. And, you know, if Jalen breaks off a long one and we're like, okay, he's healthy, and then we can adjust. But I don't think he is. I think he's going to be out there at less than 100%, which is obviously not only an advantage to the Commanders, but I think does hurt their run game because their O-line is great, Barkley's great, but just the threat of Hurts and that RPO style of offense that they run is something that also springs Barkley for some of these big runs.
Totally.
Yeah.
How do you feel – so – Matthew, I don't know if you'll agree with this, but I know you are a serious lifelong Burgundy and Gold fan. I wanted them to get Tampa in the first round because I thought they could beat Tampa. Frankly, by the time we got down there and I saw the crowd and I could feel the vibe, I thought they would beat Tampa. Going to Detroit, I liked their chances because I just thought that Detroit defense wasn't good enough to slow down Jaden and an explosive offense. Going into Philly, I don't know what's going to happen. Did you feel some similar confidence in the first two, and how do you feel about this one?
I did. I felt very similar confidence that on Football Night in America, I made my best bet. I do, you know, I do parlays and bets, and my best bet against the Tampa Bay was Commanders money line. And as part of my parlay, one of my lines was Commanders plus 3. I was just like, I think they're winning this game. I think they're the better team. Tampa Bay's got the home game because they, you know, it took them to the last week to win the worst division of football. Commanders won a couple more games. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then Detroit, same thing. I thought their defense was so beat up. And I said, I thought it was crazy that the line opened at 9.5. And like, Commanders haven't lost a game by more than 8 points all year long. The last game they lost by more than 8 points was week 1 against the Bucs.
That's crazy.
So, the fact that this game on Sunday, like, I like the Commanders to cover if you want to just talk, you know, sports betting for a second.
Sure.
I know a lot of people like the Eagles getting the points, but giving the points, I'm sorry. But, I disagree. I don't think they get blown out of this game. I don't think the Commanders do. I felt that way. And going into Detroit, I said, like, if they can turn it into a track meet, they've got a chance because their defense isn't great. We won three straight road games, but this will be our first road game outdoors in bad weather, in cold weather, right? Because the Tampa game was nice weather and Detroit was indoors. So I'm nervous about that, and I'm nervous about the third time. I still just sort of, again, this might be me looking through the burgundy and rose-colored glasses, but I think we win, man. Like, I don't feel super confident about it. I felt much more confident the previous two games, but I think we win. I think we are playing at a higher level, and when it comes down to those clutch moments, give me Jaden Daniel over Jalen Hurts. Give me DQ over Nick Sirianni. When it comes down to those, gotta have it moments. They're a fantastic team. Howie Roseman's done a great job. And, like, I don't mean to denigrate them. Jalen Hurts is still, like, a top 12 quarterback in the NFL. Like, he's just not five.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like you, Matthew, and I'm also hoping we get a little bit little love from the universe, because that day is January 26th, and I remember that day very vividly. 1992.
I bet. I mean, as do I. Not as well as you, but I mean, I do, man. Believe me. I will say this. JP, you talk about me sort of on a national level, right? I will say this. I think the Commanders are being universally rooted for. Right, I don't think anyone wants to see a Chiefs or Eagles rematch Super Bowl. I think everyone wants to see the Bills get there, and everyone wants to see the Commanders get there outside of the greater Philadelphia and Kansas City areas.
Agreed.
I think nationally, it's both the Bills and the Commanders have just extremely high approval ratings. It's such a great story with Jaden Daniels. I don't know if you saw this, but I forget who put it out. Somebody from Good Morning Football put this tweet out, which is, of all the rookie quarterbacks, I apologize, of all the rookie quarterbacks that have played in a championship game, an NFC or AFC championship game, he put out like what their defensive ranks were. And Sanchez, Brock Purdy, Roethlisberger, Sean King with the Buccaneers, all these guys, all of them had a top three defense that year. Jaden Daniels has got defense number 18.
Says
like,
a lot.
You know, what he's done, and also, again, because I think every one of the Commanders has played well, but give me Jaden Daniels behind the Lions offensive line. Give me Jaden Daniels behind the Eagles offensive line, and let me see what he could do.
Those weapons.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I totally agree. This season for the Burgundy and Gold feels like there is a level of momentum and just some intangible stuff that you can't necessarily quantify, but whatever that is, they've got it.
Yeah.
You could make an argument, JP. Again, I mean no disrespect, because I love all of our coaches, but you could make an argument. I've made this point on my show before. That Jaden Daniels, who last year at LSU played with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. as his two best wide receivers, is actually playing with a worse supporting cast this year in Washington than he did last year at college.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All three of them are up for rookie of the year, too.
That's crazy.
All three of them are on the top five rookie of the year list.
That's a great point. Matthew, man, thank you for making time
Appreciate you, Matt, dude.
This was a lot of fun, and maybe we'll have to do it again in New Orleans.
I would absolutely love that. I'm going to be praying, guys, but appreciate the time. It's always a thrill to talk Commanders. And JP, I always thank you whenever I have a Commanders question. I just text JP privately, and so I appreciate you always answering my texts and giving into my fandom as well. You've been a good friend for a long time, so appreciate
anytime.
You guys, and hail the Commanders, hail victory.
All right.
Hi,
thank you, man.
Take care, man.
Matthew Berry, NBC Sports, Sunday Night Football, talented Mr. Roto, fantasylife.com, all of it. That dude has built an empire and is really, really good at his job and a really, really nice human. Really glad we got to have Matthew on. I can only imagine how amped up he is going to be for that game on Sunday.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.